He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world. With all the business love you really need, strictlydrj.com, strictlydoctorj.com. Remember, right here on New HD Los Angeles this Friday night and every Friday night at 8 p.m., it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest rewind show in the world, where we celebrate the greatest decade in music, the 80s. And catch the replay Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. right after the Strictly Business Weekly Edition at 7 a.m. Sunday mornings on New HD Los Angeles. Got your weekend set, at least your Sunday mornings, before you head off to church. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some Strictly Business headlines. Okay, we're going to start off in more money, more problems business. Last year, Dollar Tree announced it would raise prices above a dollar and add $3 and $5 price points in over 1,800 stores.
Say what?
Let us be f***ing honest. This is a crucifixion. This is political. And don't tell me it's not.
Well, I don't know about all that, but this year, customers could expect to pay even more as they announced it will elevate its price gap and raise the highest price for specific items from $5 to $7. CEO Rick Dreiling, never heard of him, in a recent earnings call said, quote, "Over time, you will also see us fully integrate multi-price merchandise more into our stores, so our shoppers will find $5 bags of dog food next to our traditional $1.25 pet treats and toys, and our $3 bags of candy will be found in the candy aisle. This is the next exciting chapter of the Dollar Tree value story. New items, more choices, and more savings." Ooh.
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
I don't know if he really sounds like that, but based on these decisions, who knows? He further mentioned that most items in the store will stay at the entry-level fixed price point of $1.25. Yeah, they always called it the dollar store, but very few items were actually a dollar. But I digress. The increased prices were revealed shortly after Dollar Tree's announcement to shut down nearly 1,000 stores of its subsidiary, Family Dollar. We talked about that last week. This decision comes in the wake of the subsidiary being fined over $40 million due to a rat infestation at one of its warehouses, leading to the temporary closure of hundreds of stores.
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
That's all you had to say.
Now, the chain also previously was scrutinized by OSHA. We talked about that last week, and fined millions of dollars by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration for unsafe working and shopping conditions, such as blocked exits and improper access to fire extinguishers. Just a bunch of bonehead management and employee careless one-on-one decisions, but you get what you pay for. Now, the dollar stores were never as successful as the famous 99-cent only stores, but at least the 99-cent stores knew when to get out. Last year in September, 99-cent stores announced they closed the Los Angeles County warehouse, and they're very close to filing Chapter 11. Now, I don't think raising prices is going to help. It's going against their brand of being close to a dollar at least. And if you're going to pay more money for more stuff, you might as well shop at a place that's safer to shop, where the aisles aren't blocked off, there aren't fire hazards and things falling on top of your head. Just my opinion. Okay, moving on to in Trader Joe's, you're killing me business. Once again, Trader Joe's has a recall alert.
Say what?
It seems like a desperate cry for attention at this point. Cashews sold at Trader Joe's have been recalled over potential salmonella contamination, health officials said.
What the hell is going on?
The product sold as Trader Joe's nuts, 50% less sodium, roasted and salted whole cashews were sold in 16 U.S. states, according to a notice posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Now, Welders, the distributor of the recalled Trader Joe's cashews, announced the recall on Sunday after routine testing by the FDA during import indicated that at least one of the recalled lots had tested positive for the presence of salmonella. Now, the recalled cashews were sold at Trader Joe's locations in Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Washington State.
I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out.
Now, people with salmonella infection often suffer diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps after getting in contact with infected animals, their feces, or their environment, or eating contaminated food or drinking contaminated water.
Gonna die on the toilet, aren't I?
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
That's all you had to say.
The recalled Trader Joe's nuts is 50% less sodium, roasted and salted whole cashews. Okay, just to remind you, now they have a bunch of lot numbers I could read and dates, but look, just don't eat any cashews from Trader Joe's. Err on the side of caution. And to not be outdone, Walmart has a recall on cashews as well in 24 states due to undeclared allergens, according to an announcement published by the Food and Drug Administration. Boy, they're busy this year. So there's some 8-ounce containers of the great value honey roasted nuts that may contain coconut and milk. Never buy anything great value. If it starts off with great value, I don't care if it's great value nuts, great value potato chips, great value coconut oil, great value detergent, great value prime rib. Anything that starts with great value, don't buy it, because it's only great value because it's cheap. All right? To be clear, listen to Dr. J. Do not eat any cashews from Trader Joe's or Walmart right now. Surely you can't love cashews that much. And I'm sorry I called you Shirley. And finally, in You Ain't Got Nothing Better to Do Business, the answer to double dipping at your next party has been solved.
Say what?
Yes, the double dippable chip has finally arrived.
Say what?
Hormel Chili has teamed up with a Minnesota-based specialty foods producer and have created a breakable tortilla chip that gives you the opportunity to double dip in one.
Say what?
Now cut that out. As I was saying, you can double dip in one without having to actually dip the same chip into the bowl twice.
Really, dude? Do you actually think I'm that stupid?
Not me, but they do. Apparently, the chip has a novel perforation down the center for easy breakability, resulting in two even halves to dip one at a time. So yes, they now think we are so lazy that we can't muster up enough effort to break our own chips in half. And furthermore, if we find the energy to do so, we are so petty and bothered by the fact we didn't do it evenly. These people think they will be able to profit off of this.
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
You ain't kidding.
That's all you had to say.
What is the world coming to? Now, I don't have a problem with double dipping, and I didn't even know what double dipping was. I double dipped all the time before that infamous Seinfeld episode where George Costanza double dipped and his girlfriend's brother jumped up and put it into that, and that's when it became a pop culture. I didn't even know I was double dipping all these years, but as a kid, I double dipped all the time. But I think to avoid double dipping, you can either grab a big chip, break it yourself, and dip them individually, or how about this? Just dip the chip, have that chip, and then grab another chip. what Jay Leno used to say in those Dorito commercials? Crunch all you want. They'll make more. How about dip all you want? We'll buy more dip and chips. And that's going to do it for Strictly Business Headlines today. Man, a lot going on. Believe that. Double dip your boat chip. Man. And somebody's going to make millions of dollars off of this, and it won't be you because you didn't come up with it. Sometimes the ridiculous does profit. We'll have to wait and see on that. All right. You have got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Los Angeles.